Army, PFC, served in the 82nd General Engineer Battalion and the 3rd Combat Engineer Battalion, assigned to the 24th Infantry Division. He now lives in Davenport, Iowa. This interview is being conducted on Monday, June 4th, 2001, at the Davenport Public Library. The interview is Susan Carlson, representing the World War II Korean War Oral History Project and the Davenport Public Library. Okay, and so Mr. Plum, if you would just like to tell us a little bit about how you got started, how you joined the military, your recollections of the conflict in Korea. And
well, I had just graduated from high school in June of 1954. Mm-hmm. And the truce had already been signed in Korea, but there was still a lot of drafting going on. They were drafting soldiers for the service in Korea, and I got together with, in September, I got together, early September of that year, I got together with 7 of my friends, my brother and 5 of our friends, and we got to drinking beer. And got pretty patriotic. So after a couple of cases of beer, for the 7 of us, we decided that we would go volunteer ourselves for a draft and get the draft over with so that we could get to Korea and get that place straightened up and go to get on with our lives. So that was about 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, my brother and I wound up on sitting on the bench in front of the draft board the next morning, where we were all supposed to meet, and none of the other showed up, just myself and my brother. So we decided, let's go ahead and volunteer for draft. So we both volunteered for draft, and they called him in September, and he flunked the physical, was sent back home 4F, and they called me in October. And I passed. Was the only one that wound up out of the 7 that wound up in service.
So the other 5 never ever showed up.
So, and after being stationed for a basic training for 8 weeks in Camp Chaffee, mm-hmm. and then another second 8 weeks in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, where my MOS was major service training, was an engineer battalion, and so after building bridges and things like that, mm-hmm. or putting them together like a big erector set, and maintaining roads and things like that, and then from there they sent us to, was sent to Korea, and wound up in Korea about mid-April, just before my 19th birthday.
So this would have been April of 55.
And there was no major battles or anything because of basically an occupation situation at that time, trying to get the countryside cleaned up. That really impressed me when I got off the ship. Sorry, sailors. When I got off the ship and we had to go on landing craft to get into Incheon, and then we went by truck up to Kimpo, where was my first assignment, the 82nd Engineer Battalion. The 82nd Engineer Battalion was in charge of overland pipeline construction, where we operated 4 laid pipelines in 8 and 10 inch diameters, so that we could pump 4 types of fuel, one from trucks and jeeps, one for diesels for fuel for bulldozers and mm-hmm. construction equipment, and jet fuel and aviation fuel for our airplanes. Mm-hmm. And we would pump those overland on top by laying 20-foot sections of pipe, coupling them together, and then pumping these fuels through them. About every 15 miles, we had a pumping station where we would have huge pumps fuel to the next point and into the big tanks, storage tanks, 55,000 barrel storage tanks. So the fuel would come in on tankers, which they called T2 tankers, at about, they told me, 6 million barrels of fuel on a huge tanker. Then pump it off the tanker, through the lines, into the storage tanks, and then out of the storage tanks, up to the next one, line, and so forth. The pumps would pump about 800 to 1,000 pounds of pressure. So it could let the fuel that high as elevation went up. And our job was to lay that pipeline, and then we had to walk guard to see that the pipelines were holding up. They weren't breaking the couplings, and the pipes weren't blowing apart, and repair the pipeline if necessary. One problem that we did have was stealing